Happy Sunday to you all. I outlined yesterday a sole trader structure and the characteristics and advantages of it to you in setting up a business. Today I will go through what makes a limited company structure different from that of a sole trader. Firstly, when you incorporate a limited company, you create a legal entity that is a separate and distinct entity from that of its directors, shareholders and other officers. In other words, one of the best ways to protect a business owner from personal liability. In Ireland, you can now have a limited company with just one shareholder and one director, which can be the same person, but you must have a different company secretary. So if you have an existing sole trader business, or just thinking of starting a business, why would you incorporate a limited company as opposed to trade under your own name or business name, you might ask? Well, in summary, some of the advantages of forming a limited company as opposed to operating a sole trader are as follows. A limited company is a separate legal entity distinct from you as shareholder or director, which means the company and yourself have completely separate rights and existence, hence limited liability. Operating a business through a limited company can convey a certain status and engender confidence with whom the company operates with, banks, suppliers, customers and the like. The registration of a limited company name protects that specific company name from being registered on the company's register by any other party. The private and personal assets of shareholders, company owners, are protected from creditors in the event of litigation against the limited company. A shareholder owner of a limited company cannot be held personally liable for the debts of the company, whereas as a sole trader, you may be personally liable for the debts of the business. Thanks for listening and feel free to contact me if you have any questions. Enjoy your Sunday.